This is a small excerpt from Krishnamurti's notebook. Krishnamurti, in his own words, on the otherness. As one walked along the street of few palms, the otherness came like a wave that purified and strengthened. It was there like a perfume, a breath of immensity. There was no sentiment, the romance of illusion, or the brittleness of thought. It was there, sharp and clear, without any vague possibility, unhesitating, definite. It was there, a holy thing, and nothing could touch it. Nothing could break its finality. The brain was aware of the closeness of the passing buses, the wet street, and the squealing brakes. It was aware of all these things and beyond the sea, but the brain had no relation to any of these things. It was completely empty, without any roots, watching, observing out of this emptiness. The otherness was pressing in with sharp urgency. It was not a feeling, a sensation, but as factual as the man who was calling. It was not an emotion that changes, varies and continues, and thought could not touch it. It was there with the finality of death, which no reason could dissuade. As it had no roots and relation, nothing could contaminate it. It was indestructible.